This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. While all eyes are on the British vaccine rollout today, and for good reason, that is not the only news out of the UK. Over on the Brexit front, negotiators have come to an agreement in principle on the rules governing the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, which, to refresh your Brexit geopolitics, is the only land border the UK has with the European Union, and so has been a key sticking point. It is far from the only sticking point, though, just weeks from the actual final deadline at the end of the year, probably. Anyway, amidst all that, we have given Samantha Wallace another call. She sells honey out of her shop. It's called From Field and Flower in London's Borough Market. Samantha, it's good to talk to you again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. But really, the question is, how are you? Because we are, as you know, on the cusp of Brexit. Negotiations are looking terrible. You're trying to run a shop in a market in the UK. How's business?
Well, it's been an interesting period for exactly those reasons. So we in London are currently in something called Tier 2, and retail as part of that is open, of course, because it's a very busy period up in Christmas. And so we are open and trading, but business is not good, it has to be said, and for quite honestly obvious reasons of people are just not coming and shopping. And we also have no international tourists.
When we spoke in April, as we were all understanding how serious this pandemic was going to be, you had tried to do honey via e-commerce. You were working on online sales. It wasn't working so well.
Yes.
Have you been the last, you know, 5-6 months? I mean, obviously you're still in business, right?
We are. We're hanging on. So we had a good kind of mini surge on online sales as everybody turned to online. It's been really, really helpful. It's been the thing that's probably kept us afloat. But it's not like we've done exceptionally well and we suddenly pivoted to become an online business. It's just, we just don't move that rapidly. And I think with the ever-changing restrictions, the ever-changing news, you kind of don't quite know which way you should be pointing in the first place. So we're just kind of, you know, trotting along and just trying to keep the wheels on the bus, basically.
Trotting along. Do you?
Yeah.
last time we spoke, there was some doubt in your mind, I think, about whether you're going to be able to keep the business. Do you still have that doubt, or do you see the other way now that you're going to make it through?
Well, I'd like to think we're optimistic because I guess to be in business, you have to be an optimist. But I think we won't get our normal upsurge at Christmas, which is totally understandable. We get why, but you know, it's one of those years where we could really do with it because right around the corner, as you mentioned at the beginning, is Brexit. And that's coming at a point where, you know, we can't necessarily absorb all those costs. So it just seems, I don't know, we shall have to see, but we're looking at some hefty tariffs and some hefty extra costs in terms of appointing customs agents to do paperwork and things like that.
So just to take a very quick tour into the geopolitical here with Brexit and the idea of, I mean, it looks now for all the world like there won't be some kind of agreement that will enable a soft departure from the European Union. Do you believe it's ever going to come to pass that there's going to be finality on this? Just seems like we've been doing this forever, this Brexit thing.
Oh, gosh, it does feel like it. And I know we've been talking, probably over a couple of years now on and off about Brexit. I believe, sadly, I think it's going to come to pass. I think the frustration is not knowing exactly what will come to pass, but we are trying. We are making orders while we're in the EU still to try and stockpile a little bit. But frankly, we're pretty cash strapped at the moment. So we'll do what we can and just try and ride it out. That's our strategy, in short. It's a very short strategy, but that's it.
Well, when we can all travel again, Sam, I'll come and see you. That's Samantha Wallace. Her shop in the Borough Market in London is called From Field to Flower. Sam, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Kai.